Get ready for the week 3 edition of the Say What You Like Sports podcast, where I'll be discussing the top 2 performances from week 2, a very sudden retirement, and my picks for week 3. Oh yeah, and should we all start believing in a little Fitz magic? First and foremost, I want to thank each and every one of you guys out there listening today to the Week 3 edition of the Say What You Like Sports podcast. I am Philip Enriquez. I will be your host here for Week 3. And let's just jump into it. Let's kick this thing off like they do on Sundays. Let's start by talking about two of the top performances from Week 2. And first and foremost, I have to talk about Ryan Fitzpatrick, or better known these days as Ryan Fitzmagic. This guy has come out of nowhere to be dominating the first 2 weeks of this young 2018 NFL season. Fitzpatrick leads the league in passing yards with 819. Who saw that coming? He's second in passing TDs, only to Pat Mahomes, who has 10, but Fitzpatrick has 8 himself. He has the highest quarterback rating in the league at 151.5, and he's thrown for at least 400 yards and 4 touchdowns in both games. Throw in a rushing TD in there for good measure, and Tampa Bay is now sitting atop the NFC South at 2-0, with wins against two NFC powerhouses in the Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles, and the heavy favorites to win that very NFC South, the New Orleans Saints. So, like I mentioned, Fitzmagic is just that. He's been magic, at least so far in this young 2018 NFL season. And because of that, I say it's time that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers begin to introduce Jameis Winston to the bench and the clipboard. It's time to ride the hot hand in Ryan Fitzpatrick. And NFL pundits will be quick to point out that, hey, wait a second, a quarterback shouldn't lose his job due to injury, except Jameis didn't lose his job to injury. He lost it because he's a knucklehead and got himself suspended. And even the Fitzpatrick detractors and doubters out there are going to point out that the previous roller coaster ride they've been on with Ryan Fitzpatrick doesn't always end well. I mean, take a look back at 2011, I believe. He led the Buffalo Bills to a 4-1 start, and they ended up finishing 6-10. So we have seen this before. I gotta admit, the history is there, but I feel this is Tampa Bay's excuse to move on from Winston. And I just feel like Fitzpatrick has really resurrected the careers of some of the other big play receivers on the Tampa Bay offense. Look at DeSean Jackson. He's woken up. I haven't seen him play like this since his Philly days. And Mike Evans, you know, he's doing his thing out there. But I mean, Fitzpatrick has really resurrected DeSean Jackson's career. I have not seen DeSean Jackson and Jameis Winston get on the same page yet, so why even mess with the chemistry that is working right now in Tampa Bay? Still, I pose the question to you guys out there listening. Do you believe in Fitzmagic? In short, I believe it doesn't matter if neither you or me believe in Fitzmagic. The bottom line is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers believe in Fitzmagic. And that's all that matters. Now getting into the second player from the top 2 performances from week 2. Whew, gotta go with my boy, Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes won himself a 42-37 shootout with Big Ben Roethlisberger. He had 326 yards, 6 touchdowns. I repeat, 6 touchdowns to go along with his 154.8 quarterback rating. That is a damn near perfect quarterback rating. It's not every day you see something like that. You don't see a stat line like that very often. Now, Mahomes sits 2-0 atop the AFC West, and he's even beat 2 AFC powerhouses, much like we're talking about Fitzmagic in Tampa. He beat the LA Chargers and the Pittsburgh Steelers, who were both favored to win the divisions. In the preseason rankings. He's put up 80 points in two games to go along with 10 touchdowns to 7 different receivers. So he is spreading the ball around. And when you got weapons like that, spreading the ball around isn't a bad idea. You got Travis Kelce at tight end, Kareem Hunt, Tyreek Hill, and don't forget about the very underappreciated addition of Sammy Watkins. But unlike Fitzmagic, I'll say hold up just a little bit when it comes to Pat Mahomes. He's still young in his career, and let's not be so quick to forget that just last season, Alex Smith went 2-0 himself, and the offense scored 69 points in the first two games against the eventual Super Bowl teams in Philadelphia and New England. So bottom line is, this Kansas City offense under Andy Reid has been stacked. So it may not just be Mahomes, but you gotta feel good if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, because you're believing in Mahomes that he can be that difference that puts this offense over the top in 2018. And switching it up into a bit of funny news, the Buffalo Bills cornerback Vontae Davis, the brother of the NFL tight end Vernon Davis, retired during halftime of Sunday's 31-20 loss to the Chargers. I mean, damn, how bad is it in Buffalo when you got players retiring at halftime? That's bad. That's on another level bad. I haven't seen it that bad anywhere in the history of the NFL where you got a player retiring at halftime. He's basically saying, shh, it ain't worth going out there for the second half. That's how bad this team is. I guess that's what Nathan Peterman will do to you. I don't know. I think that it's a bit disrespectful to quit on your team in the middle of the game. I understand if he's had feelings and doubts. Hey, when you start having those feelings and doubts, it's time to move on, just like anything in life. But at the same time, you know, you have 45 other teammates out there suited up that are depending on you. And you went out there as a team. You know what? You should go back to that locker room as a team, win, lose, or draw. And then, hey, guys, I'm not feeling up to it anymore. My body can't go through this. I don't think it's worth it anymore. I'm retiring. To me, that would have been at least just a little bit more respectful of a way to retire. But this halftime shit, man, that's a good one. What do you guys think out there? Is that a ridiculous way to retire? Vontae Davis, man, the first player to ever retire during halftime in the NFL, man. What a joke. And now it's time to get to my week 3 picks. So for Thursday Night Football, I am taking the Browns over the Jets. I'm taking the Vikings over the Bills. I got the Texans over the Giants, Packers over the Redskins, Chiefs over the 49ers, Dolphins over the Raiders, and I'm going to take in my upset pick the Colts over the Eagles. Give me the Jags over the Titans. I'll take the Panthers to go over on the Bengals. I'll say the Ravens beat the Broncos. And I'm a little bit iffy on this one, but I'll say Falcons over the Saints. I'll definitely take Rams over Chargers. Definitely take Bears over Cardinals. Cowboys, I'm going to have to take over the Seahawks, even though the Seahawks are at home. I'm going to take Pats over the Lions. And for Monday Night Football, I believe in Fitzmagic. I am taking the Buccaneers over the Steelers. So that should just about wrap it up for the week 3 edition of the Say What You Like Sports podcast. Again, hit the like button, subscribe, tell a friend, do whatever you got to do. I just appreciate you guys out there listening, and comment, you know, let me know what you would like to hear next. And that should be just about wrapping it up here for the week 3 edition of the Say What You Like Sports podcast. We'll go over some of my picks. We'll see how well I did in week 4's edition. And again, leave a like, subscribe, comment, do your thing. We're trying to grow the Say What You Like Sports podcast across a whole different assortment of platforms, from YouTube to Spotify to Anchor, you know, iTunes, everywhere. So however you're listening, spread the word. Peace out, everybody.